That's crazy.
What's crazy?
I literally was going to your website, MDJ Advantage, and you just called.
Well, I miss you.
That's insane.
I miss you, and I just felt a tingle in the back of my neck, and I'm like, somebody needs me.
Forgot about me.
Yeah, someone forgot about me, and it's a busy season, yeah. So I figured I'd leave you a voicemail. But
a lot of inventory that needs to be pulled out and tagged and.
Yeah.
Fixed, and I mean, it's just been nonstop.
Good. Well, that means you're selling it, right?
Yeah. So, question for you.
Yeah.
On your fashion pieces, like on your estate pieces, sorry, from
yeah.
the.
On MDJ.
Yeah. So, you guys, like, asked, I think, before, like, at the show, like, you guys told that we are obligated to, like, just. I guess, like, pay the 10% or keep the 10%?
Hmm. What now? Oh, if you got in memo, like, if it's a memo piece that you're showing a customer, show it, doesn't sell, send it back. If you want to do a rotating memo, it's called his green box or something like that, where you pick out whatever you want to pick out, but you gotta commit to some percentage. I'm not sure what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think they told 10%, okay.
Okay.
So that's like a rotating memo.
Yeah. You pick the goods, we ship it to you for free, you send back, but you keep X amount.
Okay. But then if we just have a client, then we can always just have them a memo and send them back.
Yeah. Send it, bring it in for a quick memo, and then send it back.
Yeah.
The green box of the rotation is for longer term. But if you have something on there that you want to show a customer, same process as if you were getting a diamond from me.
Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking that, you know, we need to talk to your boss, man. Like, we need to have a long term. Like, instead of you keeping them in the office and then doing nothing with them, like, you know, it's a better possibility we have them here, especially for holidays.
Yeah. The problem that we have, Tina, is it's never worked out for us. We've never had a good sell through in that regard because, you know,
but
it's
you
like,
see, for example, we have this other company that have, like, kind of like estate pieces like this, right?
Yeah.
And they
is
give us,
Wilker,
like, long term.
Wilkerson? Who is it?
No, M-Cantor.
M-Cantor, okay. Well, I only say names because it helps me go to him. And, like, we're all pretty competitive people. So, like, GN, of course, is a similar – it's like Coke and Pepsi, GN and Armia Diamonds, right? So if I know that I'm losing to GN, if I need to tell him, I'll go, well, do you want GM?
Yeah, you know, for example, there is stuff like that. We get them on long-term memo, and I promise you, like, most of the, like, the pieces, maybe not, like, in, like, 2 months, but maybe, like, even if it's, like, more than 120 days or whatever, like, we sell a lot of those pieces.
So
because when we have them in store, we sell them. But if we have them, like, just for a week or two, then, okay, obviously, like, we're not going to have all the important or... like, large people come in, like, you know, in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, here's my question. And this is always the question that they ask, too, right? How much business do you do with them?
A lot.
And how long have you been working with them?
A long time.
Right. So that's the only thing. If we can do a lot of business with you, we will leave you stuff long-term. Like Dominic, of course, has things that sit out at people's stores. It's just, you know, it's a matter of, like, trial and error, building up to it. And it's just, I guarantee M-Cantor, when you guys first started, didn't just go, here's my entire inventory, good luck. You know, keep it for as long as you want. If it's good sell-through there, we can do exactly what they're doing because I know for a fact we're doing it. You know, so I'll bring it to them, and I'll say, listen, you got to give them a chance, right? And
And
you're picking the goods, which is cool, right? You know your customers
better
than anyone else.
Yeah.
M-Cantor has some really wild stuff. Is it the M-Cantor Beverly Hills?
I think so, yeah.
Sell your jewelry. They've got some really cool pieces.
Crazy, like crazy cool pieces. And then, again, you know, for example, like we have so many people, like especially like stuff that Steve has been working, like, all his life, right? Like, in Paint Anthony.
Yeah.
Like, very, very specific, unique, like, realistic. I mean, like, we're talking about one of a kind piece. Like, for example, you have, like, you know, in your website there is an emerald onyx sapphire bracelet, right? Like, it's just crazy. Like, for example, like, if that lady comes in, or like if a different lady comes in, like, stuff like this, like, they need to see them.
What do you think of our website? And Cancers, I'm not really terribly, like, I mean, it's easy to kind of navigate, but
It's nice, it's beautiful. Photos
that's
what I'm saying.
Good.
So like
photos
even if
good.
I send like no, it's beautiful.
What about prices?
Are you seeing
that the prices are good?
Prices are very, very good.
On our website?
Yes.
Okay. So like this is something that I'll tell Dominic. Listen, Dominic, if you throw stuff to Paint Anthony, leave it there, you know, and you know, I
understand like the commitment, right?
Yeah.
But also like it's one of those things that hey, just give us a chance. Like if we have them for a little bit like longer term, and then again, if you have a customer and you say like, you know what, I have this guy that needs this bracelet, right? Obviously, I'm gonna send it back to you, right? Like
I'll send
it back, like well, or I'll drop ship it to like your client, like whatever it is. But we cannot just have short term memo in these exclusive pieces because our exclusive customers are not just gonna come in like every day.
Right, right. Yeah, and how do you advertise them? Like, how do you...
Yeah, of course, I send pictures to customer. I send websites to customer.
Okay.
We always try to reach out, like, or even, like, put your pieces, like, maybe on, for example, M. Cantor pieces. Like, there are some pieces that we actually put them in flyers, too. And I mean, we do a lot of, like, different marketing things.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's again, I don't see a problem. And I know
you
that
don't,
has
but
been...
your boss does.
No. I don't think he does either. Because I know we do it. It's just we do it with players that we've been working with a long time. It's funny. A lot of these guys, especially like my newer reps, they talk to people and they're like, "Well, we get free shipping both ways all the time." And I'm like, "Yeah, of course they
do." Well, I can pay for the shipping.
No. I'm using it as an example only because like they go, "Well, I'm treated this way," and it's like, "Yeah, how long have you been working with that guy?" For 25 years. Okay, yeah, he's going to do stuff.
Let me tell you something. You need to have a serious conversation with Dominic.
Okay.
And then tell him that waive that fee, whatever, like that percentage. That
give you a shot. What do you want? This is a shot. You'd have to, you know what
they're
I mean?
We will pick 10 pieces.
Okay.
Or 12 pieces, or like a dozen. A dozen.
Yeah.
We'll start with a dozen.
A dozen pieces.
Give us a little bit, give us a little bit like longer term.
Tell me
and
what that is.
What
do you want?
Let us.
No. What's the longer term? Like, what? How long do you want? Did I lose you? Hello?
Yeah, sorry. So at least like 60 days.
Okay. 2 months.
Yeah, at least like 60 days. If you have like a customer, a client, a vendor, whatever that they need it, we can drop ship it for you. We'll take care of the shipping. We just need something long term so we can be able to show our high end clients like your pieces because your pieces are beautiful. I'm looking at all of the website stuff that you have, and right now, like I already can pick like 12 pieces that I know customers that we have might be like just a sale right away. You know what I mean? It's just they're good price, they're good quality, like, you know, but
that's
if
really
we're
cool
not going to be able to show it, like, we're not going to be able to make it.
Right, I got it. All right, let me work it. Did he ship you a few things? Have you talked to Dominic?
No.
Because somebody brought you up,
just,
and they're like, who's Paint Anthony? Or something. Like, maybe they saw you.
So it's because, like, Steve and Vic and Brian were at the show, right?
Yeah.
So they, Steve have, actually we have a brooch from you guys that Steve have picked. Like a really cute jade and diamond brooch.
Have you seen mine? I'm all for guys wearing brooches. Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
I told you about my feet guy. Why are you laughing at me? Did you just laugh at me?
I did. Because, you know, like most of the, like, the gay guys like usually wear brooches.
Listen, I look great. I get
I'm not
so
saying
many.
Anything. I am not saying
You already anything. Did. It's too late. Hold on.
I'm not saying it.
You already said everything. You said
I gotta talk to Tammy and make sure.
I'm gonna throw it out now. I'm gonna throw out that brooch.
to
Tammy.
Don't.
Hold on. So men don't wear jewelry, all right? So
no. Men wear watches and a diamond ring. That's
Well, this one wears a brooch. and it's.
I mean, in this case, my boyfriend likes earrings too. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, go pick on your boyfriend. I'm gonna judge your boyfriend. I don't wear earrings. I wear. This is sophisticated, high end. It was made very well, and I can't find it anywhere. I've sent it. I've sent you a photo, haven't I?
You send it to me later.
Okay. All right.
I'm never gonna find it.
I will. All right. I'll talk to Dominic.
Okay. So
what do you need for Diamond?
Have a conversation with them. At the moment, nothing.
Because you've already sold all of your diamonds.
Yeah.
I have a 20 carat I sent you. Didn't I send you that one?
Oh my gosh, I know.
Sell that one for me.
I'm gonna try my best.
All right.
I have a video and I have a picture. So whenever this estate event comes in, like I'll probably bring it up to some people.
You want to show it? It's there tomorrow. Oh,
for,
here it is. I got
investment.
It. I think I got a photo. Nope, not it. All right. I will talk to you later, lady. Sell some stuff. Have some fun.
Please.
Don't forget
talk
about
to Dominic,
me.
Okay?
I will.
No.
I'll talk to him.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
I'm holding.
I want to call Brian and get some pieces here for next week. We just need to know if there's any way that can get.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, tell him.
Hi, Garrett. This is Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Steve. Sorry, it's been a minute since I heard your voice.
Yeah, that it has been a little while. So I've got a question on the estate pieces. I talked to Dominic a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And he obviously is, you know, thrilled to do something.
Yeah.
He said that if we, you know, whatever we order $200,000 at cost, and we're committed to 10%, you know, with whatever, you know, he said even if you don't sell at all, then we can give you terms on pieces, et cetera. I just need to talk to Brian, and I know he said that he would prefer to not do that because he has other estate people that don't charge in that. I just needed to know if there's a chance that Dominic can make an exception for next week just for one time, or if that's just out of the question. And I'm fine with whatever he decides
to do. Oh, I get you. Yeah, I'll have a conversation with him. So next week you need pieces.
We have, our shows, and he knows that. The show's Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
We talked about, I said I have a couple of clients that, like, I mean, that's spent several $100,000.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not, if I send you a piece that's, you know, $200,000, I'm not going to, he said, I'll work with you. I'm not going to make you commit to 10% of that if that's a high-end piece. He said, I'm the owner, so whatever works. We just would like, I know Brian's going to be apprehensive to get the, all the, you know, the 10% right now. I just didn't know if he'd be willing to send some pieces for next week. And,
if you guys,
you know,
pick them out, I'll talk to Dominic. I'll vouch. Listen, I just told Tina, I'm like, if, you know, the things that Brian gets, because Brian and I had a conversation not too long ago. He's like, well, there's no point in talking because I can get what I get from other vendors. I get long-term memo and this and that, and I can do this, and I can
right.
Price. And I'm like, I respect that. I get that. You have relationships with these clients, and your sell-through is different with these vendors. You know, we don't have that. So if I leave goods and they don't sell, I got egg on my face. But in this regard, with the finished goods and stuff like that, I can talk to Dominic and we can make it happen. I'm very confident that we can waive.
These are, I know Tina was asking about, you know, keeping the synthesis long term, but these, you know, these we would only need, you know, just for a few days for the show.
Oh, that's,
if that makes a difference.
It does, but I want to do both. You know what I mean? Like, I want to leave goods with you because you guys have the clientele and you do push stuff. A lot of this, the reason for the 10% is, as you know, you've been in the industry long enough, it goes in a box, it goes in the safe, and then we call on it in a couple weeks and they go, oh, yeah, here you go, and we get it back in the original box.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Right, but you guys you guys actually moved and showed
it. No, that is not us. Yeah, I mean, I will take images of what comes, and they'll go out, you know, to 50 of my best clients.
Right. Yeah,
so,
it's a way different partnership that we're looking for. So let me have a conversation with Dominic real quick. I'll give you a buzz back. You said it's next week?
The show is Wednesday and Thursday. So he had originally said, you know, try to get back with me on Thursday or Friday. But I haven't even called. I mean, I haven't. Brian knows that I'm talking to you, and he knows, you know,
yeah.
the situation.
Yeah.
He just said, you know, find out everything about it and
get it
Dominic
squared away.
Said that he said that he needed, which is not, I'm sure, not a big deal for Brian. He said he needed a credit application to open an account.
All we need is a signature
because the
only reason is everyone in the office.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
Now.
Just Brian, but I can't do. Brian's going to have to do that. So
no, that's fine. That's fine. No, everyone just laughed because somebody sold a piece of Melly today. We have screens all around our office that when a sale goes up, we see it. It was $8.09. going to dinner.
Good.
Going to dinner.
Yes, no, go home. Yeah, go home early today.
No, so obviously, because you work with us at RDI and MDJ is a sister company, we don't really
right.
need, all we need is the bottom of the form to be signed. That's like a formality
okay.
for, and I think it's even DocuSign. I think he can do it
okay.
online. It's super easy.
Can have them, I mean, I didn't hear that. He said we need references and, you know,
no,
et cetera,
you don't.
Et cetera, which is
no,
fine.
You don't. You don't because
if
we're
you
your reference.
Can somebody send it to Brian@paynanthony.com?
Done. I'll have it done.
A DocuSign, and then I'll call Brian right now and tell him that that's coming.
Okay. All right.
And then just, yeah, call me back and let me
he
know
doesn't
so
need,
I can tell Brian
he doesn't need
how
to,
many.
Yeah, he doesn't need to fill everything out in full. Like, he just needs to sign
yeah.
it because it's we're your best reference. We were the reason
yeah.
why he was confused is because
uh-huh.
Katie, our credit manager, she this and now everything makes sense. She asked me, she's like, Payne Anthony, that used to be Tammy's account, but what is it now? I'm like, oh, Bryall Holdings purchased Payne Anthony. So Dominic didn't know that.
Okay,
Dominic didn't realize
fine.
That you guys were already an entity that we work
okay.
with.
Okay,
so,
that makes more sense to me.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm on it.
I just need to be able to tell Brian. I mean, Brian won't care if I pick the pieces, but he needs to know, you know,
what's going
where
on.
We stand on the 10%. As soon
Perfect.
As you can let me know, and then I'll call Brian and we'll get
I'll
some
call,
pieces.
I'll
here.
Call Dominic right now. I'll call you right back.
Awesome. Thanks so
All
much
right.
for your time.
No, you too. Thank you. Good talking to you.
You're
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't call the store and ask for you. I just
no, don't
I,
worry about
Tina,
it.
Tina's the conduit, and I always like messing with her. So
that's just fine. I'm hit and miss. I mean, I'm here kind of, you know. A couple days a week, so
and you're enjoying it. Everything's
yeah.
good. Awesome.
Yeah,
good for
yeah.
you.
They're really good people. That's
awesome.
Kind of the bottom line. So I work
yeah.
with really good people.
That's the
Can't
best.
Complain.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all right.
It is good.
I'll give
yep.
you a buzz back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Right, bye.
Bye.